Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. Accounts linked to Russia sent out tweets during the Sherman Park unrest in Milwaukee to stoke the flames of racial tension, blame Democrats for the chaos, and spread conservative propaganda. Former U.S. Attorney General under Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was in Milwaukee yesterday to support Judge Rebecca Dallet in her run for state Supreme Court and to pressure Governor Walker to call for special elections to fill two state legislative seats. And the company that owns WISN radio station in Milwaukee and WIBA in Madison filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. The company that owns WISN radio station in Milwaukee and WIBA in Madison filed for bankruptcy yesterday. Johnsonville is recalling smoked sausage products that may be contaminated with plastic. Former Packer Jordy Nelson signed a two-year deal with the Oakland Raiders for $15 million. The Marquette women's basketball team plays Dayton University today in the first round of the NCAA tournament, and the Bucks are off tonight. Their next game is tomorrow afternoon at 5 when the Atlanta Hawks come to town. Okay, here's number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. Accounts linked to Russia sent out tweets during the Sherman Park unrest in Milwaukee to stoke the flames of racial tension, blame Democrats for the chaos, and spread conservative propaganda. Former U.S. Attorney General under Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was in Milwaukee yesterday to support Judge Rebecca Dallet in her run for state Supreme Court and to pressure Governor Walker to call for special elections to fill two state legislative seats. And the Bucks are off tonight. Their next game is tomorrow afternoon at 5 when the Atlanta Hawks come to town. And here's number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. Accounts linked to Russia sent out tweets during the Sherman Park unrest in Milwaukee to stoke the flames of racial tension, blame Democrats for the chaos, and spread conservative propaganda. Johnsonville is recalling smoked sausage products that may be contaminated with plastic. Former Packer Jordy Nelson signed a two-year deal with the Oakland Raiders for $15 million. And the Marquette women's basketball team plays Dayton University today in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Okay, here's the weather. Mostly sunny today, then increasing clouds tonight. Lows tonight in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 40s. And then sunshine on Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.